Remember, if you bought a house anywhere but Santa Barbara, you didn't pay enough. Joining me this segment is Karen Hall. She's the CEO president of UDirect IRA Services. They're located out of Tustin, California. We interviewed about 3 years ago. It's a great interview. It's a great topic and a great business. And welcome back to Radio Real Estate, Karen Hall.
Thank you so much, Mark.
You know what I'm proud of?
What are you proud of?
I'm pronouncing your name correctly.
I appreciate it.
Were your parents hippies? How did you get the name Karen? Karen with two A's, suddenly you're Karen.
No, my parents were definitely, my dad was a policeman, so they were definitely not hippies. They're just Scandinavian parents giving me an ethnic name is all there is.
Oh, that makes sense. Yeah, it does sound Scandinavian.
Yeah.
Do you have blonde hair?
Yes, I do.
Perfect. So you have this company called UDirect IRA Services, and obviously we'll talk about what you do and how you can use alternative assets in your traditional IRA and what self-directed means. Now, I have a SEP IRA, and I forgot it was called, you reminded me, it's called Simplified Employment Plan. I thought because I'm an independent contractor, it might have been self-employment plan. But what's the difference between a SEP IRA and a regular IRA? And then we can get into your self-directed IRA.
Well, sure. You know, all IRAs can be self-directed. So we'll just start with that. But there are probably five, six types of IRAs. So there's the traditional IRA, and that's what it's called, traditional IRA. It can be self-directed. There's a Roth IRA, which is similar to the traditional, except that the money that goes in, you don't get to write it off on taxes. You just get to, you know, have the proceeds go tax-free for life. That's a Roth. Then there's a SEP IRA, which stands for, like you said, Simplified Employment Plan, SEP. And so that's great for self-employed people.
Because you could put in more money.
Yeah, a lot more money, up to $53,000 or 25% of your income. It's a special calculation that your CPA will do for you. But yeah, a lot more money, like nearly 10 times more than you can in a regular IRA. So it's great. There's also something called a simple IRA, which is not simple at all. it's an acronym for Savings Incentive Match Plan for Employees, SIMPLE. That's the simple IRA. It's not simple. It's also an employer plan. And if you're over 50, you can put in $14,000 a year. I believe it's $12,000 if you're under 50. There's also an inherited IRA. If someone has one of these other types of IRAs and they pass away and you're their beneficiary, you receive an inherited IRA, and when you do, there are special rules with that. And then there's also a spousal IRA. So if you're the spouse of someone who is employed, but you're not employed, you don't have any income, it's the only time you can contribute to an IRA without earned income. So it's between you and the IRS, and there's no special spousal IRA application. You just, for example, open a regular traditional IRA, regular Roth IRA, and you can contribute to it even if you don't make income, as long as your spouse does. So those are the different types of IRAs out there.
Now, are you contributing to your spouse's IRA?
No.
Or you have your own IRA, even though you don't have any earned income and technically you shouldn't be able to contribute?
The answer is B, Mark. I'm going to go with B.
And Don Pardo, you win a prize. Now, I thought you said there were five different IRAs, but then you just listed six.
Okay, well, I said five or six, I think, so
okay.
There you go.
Okay, the traditional one that everyone has, the Roth, which is similar, but you're making payments, you don't get the write-off, but then you get to withdraw the money later without taxes. The SEP IRA, which is the Simplified Employment Plan, which I have, a lot of independent contractors have. The simple IRA, which is not simple. The inherited IRA, which, of course, we always say in real estate, the best way to acquire property is to inherit property. I don't know if that's true with the IRA. Do you get any stepped-up basis or any advantage there?
There's no basis because it's tax-free, tax-deferred.
And then it's true. And then the spousal IRA, which is something I had never heard of because I am not married.
Yeah, there you go. It's not really a special kind. It's just just an arrangement. You'd still open a traditional IRA, but it's called a spousal IRA for the reasons I explained. So there you go.
Okay. And so we're going to get into what you do in terms of self-directed. That's what you're dealing with. Is you're telling people no matter what kind of IRA they have. There's companies like yourself, and as I recall from our interview 3 years ago, there's not too many. There are like six companies such as yourself across the country?
No, well, there are a few more than that. I'd say, you know, and they keep popping up all the time, different kinds of companies. It's important to know that I've taken great pains to make sure we're doing everything the right way. UDirect IRA Services is a third-party administrator. We have a trust company custodian. But out there, there are probably at least a dozen other companies that do this. In some are called facilitators, some are trust company custodians, some are like my company, third-party administrators. There are just different ways to do it. But just to make sure that I'm doing everything right, I joined RITA, the Retirement Industry Trust Association. So I go to those meetings twice a year and keep up with all the latest. And so UDirect IRA Services is an associate member. Great way to keep up with what's going on.
And if people are going to invest, and we'll talk details about, you know, say maybe buying real estate, how comfortable are they with their money going to the certain investment versus relying on you and your honesty? I know you're this third party administrator, but people, they're buying something tangible like real estate, so they get they know that they own it. It's not something that's in the air or some investment.
No, right. So what is your question exactly?
So if someone does alternative investments, and you'll discuss those, would people feel concerned? Do they have to know, oh, we really need to know Karin Hall and UDirect IRA Services, could I lose my money, or, you know, how do I know it's secure?
Sure. Oh, I see. That's your question. Well, okay. First off, when you're in, we're a secure company. We've been around for 6 years now. We've opened about 2,700 IRA accounts, and we haven't had a fuss with any of them in that regard, lack of security. When you invest your IRA money, regardless of who you invest it with, it's out there, isn't it, at risk? So it doesn't matter what custodian or what company that you have it with. When it's invested, it's at risk. And that's what all investment is. You're taking a chance. And, you know, that's investing. That's just the game of it. So how do you know that it's safe? Well, the funds can be FDIC insured if you require that. FDIC insures the cash in the IRA, not the assets, but the cash up to $250,000. So those are some of the basic ways that you can feel, you know, good about where your money's at. We also have something on our website, which is UDirectIRA.com. Under library, it talks about safety of funds. That goes deep into that subject about, you know, the safety of your funds. But really, most people open an account, move the money into the account, and then send the money out into an investment, and we're not holding the money. Normally, it's out there working for our account holders and helping them secure their retirement, really.
Okay. My guest is Karin Hall, CEO, President of UDirect IRA Services. They're online at UDirect, and just the letter U, UDirectIRA.com. So recently I had a client that I sent to you, and she had some kind of an account that I can't remember, some kind of a retirement account with a lot of money in it, and she was wanting to buy some income property. And what was her options, and what happened with that?
Yeah, well, with her, she had a lot of money from a former employer, and it was a pretty good chunk. And so what she wants to do is buy a kind of a high-end property as an investment. But what she didn't have is enough money in her account to take the whole thing down, just with IRA money. So when that's the case, you've got a couple of choices. One of the things you can do is that you can partner with somebody. So if your IRA doesn't have enough money, you can partner with another person and try to put the deal together. Another thing you can do when the IRA doesn't have enough money in it to buy a whole investment property is borrow money. But there are a lot of things about that. So when you've got your money in an IRA, it's tax-free in a Roth or tax-deferred. And so, therefore, the IRS and the Department of Labor, they have something to say about what you do with your IRA money. So if your IRA money buys a building, that's fine. But if your IRA borrows money, you can still do that. That's also fine. But the proceeds that the IRA receives because of leverage are going to be taxable, all right? So maybe you put in 60% IRA money, 40% borrowed money. And by the way, it has to be a non-recourse loan. It has to be a special kind of loan that's not made to the person, but it's actually made to the IRA, right? Mm-hmm. So So the IRA borrows the money, not the person. So the IRA put up 60% capital, borrowed 40% non-recourse money. Now here comes, say, a rent check for $1,000. Well, 600 of it the IRA received because of savings. 400 of it the IRA received because of borrowed money. So that $400 would be subject to this special tax called UDFI, Unrelated Debt Financed Income Tax.
So,
and
let me
you
stop
want to
you?
Talk to your tax person about that. Yeah, yeah.
Let me stop you. So when you first said that the money would be taxable, I was thinking in my head that when you took out the money from the IRA, that would be in a taxable event. But that's not the case because you're protecting it and you're investing it. But you're saying the income derived, the percentage that that represents what you contributed, that part is taxable.
Correct. Now, when you take the money out personally, it's also taxable. So that's a good point. You could pay UDFI tax on the return on your investment that was taxable. And then when you take it out for personal, you should pay tax again. So it creates a situation where your IRA could be double taxed. Now, the thing about the UDFI tax, and again, I'm not a tax professional. You want to discuss this with your tax person before you do it, but you can still take write-offs. So it's possible that you might even be able to negate that tax. It exists, but you have enough write-offs maybe to zero it out and not have to actually realize a tax. So discuss it with your tax person ahead of time. Your IRA would file a 990-T. That's like you and I file a 1040 when we file our income taxes. The IRA files a 990-T, and your tax person would put that together for you.
Okay, so just so I get this straight in my head, so forget the subsequent tax and the rental income and all that. The advantage of being able to take money out of your IRA to buy something is that you're not going to be taxed. So are you saying that if you have to get a loan, if you can't buy it outright, then it would trigger a tax consequence of just taking the money out of the IRA?
Right. Well, correct. So let's stop and let's back up a little bit. You're never taking the money out of the IRA to invest. It's just like if your IRA buys a share of Apple, you don't take the money out of your IRA to buy that share of stock.
Good point.
The IRA buys the share of stock. So let's be, we're talking about technicalities, but with IRAs, those are really important,
Right, right. You're transferring the money. You're just buying different, it's within the IRA and the IRA is holding different assets, and you can buy Apple and you could sell it and you can buy something else, Sears, and you could sell it. That's right. You're not taking the money out. So what's the difference in this case?
Well, there's no difference. That's my point. So your IRA is buying assets. You're not buying publicly traded assets with a self-directed IRA. We're not broker dealers. We don't sell anything. You're buying alternative assets like real estate. But there is a case where two cases where your IRA can be taxed. And one is if your IRA takes on leverage, like I explained. And the other time is if your IRA is invested or involved in an active business. So if for example, you're a full-time flipper and that's what you do for a living. You're buying houses and flipping them, and that's how you send your kids to college. I mean, that's how you make your income. If you flip even one property in your IRA, it could be considered running a business in your IRA, and that could be taxable as well. So, yes, IRAs, you use IRAs to invest tax-free in a Roth or tax-deferred in a different kind of account, but there are times when taxes can apply. So it's just important to know. Sometimes people will, instead of maybe buying a rental property like your friend wanted to, maybe what they'll do instead is take their IRA and lend the money to someone else and let them buy the property. Now the IRA is the note holder, The IRA is the bank, and then the IRA receives a return. So that's another way to do it. And when your IRA lends money like that, well, that's not going to trigger the UDFI tax.
Right. So I assume what you focus on with your clients is pointing them in the direction of investments that aren't going to trigger any tax.
Well, and another really good point is that we don't point them in the direction of any investment at all. It's truly self-directed. So we're a pass-through entity. We're not telling anybody what to invest in at all. We don't represent any investments. We certainly don't get paid for what people invest in.
If I have a client that needs to borrow $300,000 in order to buy a house, he wants to buy a house for $1.3 million. He has $1 million. And he just needs $300,000. And for whatever reason, he can't borrow the $300,000. And I, as his real estate agent, say, you know what? I have $300,000 in my SEP IRA. I'm going to become a bank, and I'm going to loan you this money. Can I do that?
No, you can't do that because you've got a fiduciary relationship with your client. You've got an agency relationship with your client, and so therefore you're what's called a disallowed person. Certain people are disallowed to the IRA.
That's what this girl called me that I was dating recently.
Called you a fiduciary.
You were disallowed.
Oh, there you go. Disallowed to your IRA. Well, yeah, so you're disallowed to his IRA, so you couldn't. But say for his friend, somebody who you didn't have an agency relationship with, then yes, then you could lend that person $300,000. They would pay your IRA back over whatever the terms of your note were.
So in other words, if I gave this client away to another agent and I received no referral fee,
mm-hmm.
then I could do it.
Right. So let me talk a little bit about prohibited transactions, if that's okay.
Let me check with Richard. Okay. Yes, that's okay. Go ahead.
Okay. Well, thank you, Richard. He's so generous. He's a giver. What a giver. So prohibited transactions is one, is that you don't get any personal benefit from your IRA today. Everything about an IRA is for later. It's for investment purposes only. It's for retirement purposes only. So you're never going to buy like a house that you live in. You're not going to lend money to yourself. You're not going to get benefit. And the same thing is certain people called disallowed people, back to that, are never going to receive benefit. The disallowed people mostly are your ascendants and descendants, your parents and grandparents and their spouses, you and your spouse, then your children and your grandchildren and their spouses, all disallowed. They don't get to benefit from your IRA. When school starts, like around this time of year, people will say, hey, can my IRA make a loan to my son for college? The answer is no, your son is disallowed to the IRA. He's not allowed to receive personal benefit. Same thing as like, well, I'd like to take my IRA and buy a house and I'm going to live in it. You can't do that because you would receive personal benefit from your IRA. Now, another prohibited transaction is that your IRA, you're not going to buy, sell, or exchange assets between the IRA account and any of those disallowed people. So you don't buy a house from your dad. Your IRA doesn't buy a house from your dad. Your IRA doesn't sell a house to your kids. That doesn't happen.
And you can't loan money to your kids to buy a house.
Correct.
Okay,
correct.
Right.
And then the third thing is that you're not allowed to provide goods, services, or facilities to the plan. Now, what does that mean? Right. That means if it's your IRA, and like you, Mark, you're a realtor, well, you can't act, for example, as the buyer's agent on a property that your IRA is buying because then you're providing services to the plan. You're a disallowed person offering services to the plan. You can't do it even for free.
So you said you can't provide goods, services, and what?
Facilities. I guess I don't know exactly what that means. I haven't seen it come up, but I guess it's like, you know, you can't provide, like, I don't know, facilities, you know, like a meeting room or something, I suppose.
Right.
Something like that.
Right. And services, the fiduciary, I'm the real estate agent, and goods would be some tangible.
Right.
Some tangible
right.
object.
Bartering. Right.
Bartering. Okay. So that covers prohibited transactions, disallowed transactions. And what I want to find out now, but can we take a commercial break?
Let's do that.
And because I'm exhausted, this is really. I have to drink some water. This is really difficult to absorb. And then we can come back and we can find out what the heck you can do, because it sounds like you listed everything that I wanted to do that I can't do. And we're gonna find out from Karen Hall of Scandinavian descent, CEO, president of UDirect IRA Services out of Tustin, California. The website is udirectira.com, and that's U, the letter U, directira.com. And we'll come back and we'll talk about what the heck is allowed for self-directed IRAs.